Sure. Well, we visit farm workers all over New York State, and we're often, you know, we have the luxury and the privilege of being able to hear their voice and hear their stories and hear what is going on in their lives. And so many people are not. They're a population, I think, that's really been made invisible. If you look at all of the ways that the media portrays the farms, if you look at advertisements on the websites of, or, you know, of the milk distributors, they show these images of farms that are, you know, just the farmer, but not the actual farm worker. So we believe that the voice and that farm workers really need to have a space in our society and need to be seen, need to be heard, and that's the goal of this tour.
Who is your intended audience?
We actually have been spreading it out to several different venues and areas. So universities, we've spoken in several universities, with church groups, with labor and labor unions, with farm workers themselves. We've been bringing Jose to meet with groups of farm workers at different camps around the state so that they can also hear about the campaign directly from one of the worker leaders.
So I asked Mr. Cañas, that is he putting his job at risk? He says he's putting both his job at risk and even deportation at risk. How big of a risk is he really taking from your perspective?
I think it's incredibly risky. I think, you know, anyone who steps out of the parameters of, you know, in what society has set up for folks is to be in these hidden places, living right on their farms. They're, you know, not even able to go to the grocery store without fear of being pulled over by the police, and the police will turn them over to immigration. Over in the town of Medina, when immigration couldn't come out to pick them up from the police officer that had pulled them over, the police brought them to Rochester for immigration. That's how connected and working together they are. So I think that, you know, Jose taking these steps, it's very courageous on his behalf, because he's really challenging the subtle roles that our society has set up for immigrant workers.
Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and end it there, but I did want to tell you that
can I add some.
Oh, yes, go ahead, sure.
I'm sorry, because I don't know if he specifically got this right. So what we are asking for, we're working together with OSHA and in partnership to try to get these inspections to happen. And we know that enforcement is the strategy that supports farmers to come into compliance on workplace health and safety laws that they know exist and know they have to abide by. But because for so long they fall under the radar of government and have so many exclusions, such a history of being excluded from many of the enforcement strategies around, they don't have to pay overtime. There is no right to a day of rest in agriculture. There's no protection from collective bargaining, and those kinds of exclusions extend to health and safety. So small dairy farms, any kind of small farm with 10 or less employees, are not under the jurisdiction of OSHA. And because so many of the farms for so long were small, maybe they didn't think they fell under the jurisdiction. But now we're seeing smaller farms are being bought up. There's really massive operations out there, but they continue to operate not being under the jurisdiction of OSHA. And so now that we've successfully lobbied for and gained this emphasis program, there's been incredible blowback from the farmer side, and they are lobbying Congress to oppose having an emphasis program. The purpose of an emphasis program is to target industries that are highly dangerous. So with 55 worker deaths on New York State dairy farms since 2006, that is definitely a highly dangerous industry. The industry itself is very successful. Just last year, production went up 18%. Now, workers' wages didn't go up 18%, but production did. And so we feel that with such high-paced work, it's booming, it's growing so fast, we really need to make sure that we're doing this and keeping this industry really safe. We want New York State to have jobs, but we want them to be safe jobs. So we really want to appeal to the congressional representatives who are opposing this, including Representative Maloney from this area, to support health and safety of workers, any workers in our area. We also want to ask Representative Slaughter to champion the effort. We'd like representatives who haven't spoke up in favor of this emphasis program to please stand up and support OSHA's efforts.